Master, may I please come into your room? I made you some chamomile tea. Let me set it on your desk for you. I also brought some honey for it. Let me know how much you would like. I came to check up on you because you've been rather quiet. More quiet than usual. It always worries me when you've been silent for too long. It hurts me when you're hurting, you know. I hope you're not feeling too down. You know I'm here to support you with everything you go through. How's the tea? If you need some more honey in it, I'll add some more if you would like. I brought the teapot with me. It's over here on the tray. About a day's worth. But if you feel like having any more, just let me know. Anyway, I heard you and your girlfriend fighting last night. I hope you're not mad at me for eavesdropping a bit. I just heard her yelling and I wanted to make sure she didn't start hurting you. I don't know how I'd be able to live without my master. I really wanted to step in so I could defend you from her, but I know my place as just a simple housemaid. I shouldn't interfere in my master's personal matters without permission. I couldn't stop listening though, no matter how angry she made me. She seems so unhappy with everything good you give her. I don't understand how such a smart, handsome, loving guy like you could end up with such an evil witch like her. At least she's gone now. More time for me and Master to spend alone together. So, to my understanding, your girlfriend got mad because she didn't like your anniversary gift that you gave her? You did get her a ring, a bouquet of flowers, and take her out for a fancy dinner. Did that not please her? Sounds like a lot of money. I bet you could spend your entire savings account and she would still want more. How ungrateful. Personally, I very much dislike that woman. But if Master sees something good in her, maybe I just don't understand. Have you talked to her since the fight last night? No? I would avoid her too. Last night, you told your girlfriend that you would make it out to her? Silly master. Make up for what exactly? She's the one that exploded in anger and mistreated you. I think she should make up and apologize to you. You're going to send her more gifts? Aww. Poor master. She really never gives you a break, does she? Some holes just can't be filled. I don't think this is a good thing. I think this would only be reinforcing her princess complex. Not like she needs any more presents from you either. You give her at least 2 a month, it seems. Not like I'm killing. You want me to prepare an assortment of chocolates for her? Yes, sir. I'll be a loyal maid and follow my orders. And make the box look as pretty as possible for her. I can't stop thinking how much better you would be off without her. It would just be the two of us together. Well, maybe not if you got another girlfriend, but I would at least like to see you with a girl who actually treats her nicely. Now, if your girlfriend actually cared for you, you would have no need for a maid like me. Or perhaps both of us could be maids, and we could share the workload equally. She's too stuck up to even hold your hand though. Poor master. I hope you can find even a little solace in my company, master. Even when she's not yelling at you, I see such a somber look on your face when she won't get off her phone or look at you in the eye or laugh at your jokes. I think all your jokes are funny, sir. I have a proposal to make her treat you better, if you would like to hear it. Okay, here it goes. Mimi, you should try asserting some dominance towards her. It seems like she needs some discipline anyway. If things go perfectly as planned, she'll see you for the man you are, and perhaps even back to be your maid. It would stop her from being a cruel-hearted savage. That's all I want for you, master. To be treated sweetly and kindly. To be cared for and pampered. And for your emotional turmoil to be kept as little as possible. I don't mind sharing the house with another maid. It would make me happy for you to have more attentive servants to assist you throughout the day. You truly deserve it. And I'm sure you treat any other maids as well as you treat me. You don't think my proposal would work on her? I'm sorry for wasting your time in talking about it, sir. However, I really don't think you should try to please her ever again, master. She seems like such a wretched girl. Like I said, I don't really understand your ways sometimes, but I'll do as you wish and make her the chocolates like you asked me. It's going to leave a very big dent in your wallet, shelling out all that money for an even more expensive ring. There is a slim chance she'll like it this time. And an even slimmer chance she'll thank you for it. I'll also make sure the chocolates are delicious for her not to yell at you again. You should get back to what you were doing earlier, Master. Don't let me disturb you. I'll start getting all the ingredients ready in the kitchen. Perhaps cooking will take my mind off how much he pesters me. As for now, you should focus on what ring you'll buy her this time. I'll be in here if you need anything. Bye now. Don't work yourself too hard. I worry about you a lot. Don't worry, Master. I'll make sure she won't bother you anymore. She doesn't deserve you.